Welcome on. Varun Shankar covers the Washington Wizards for the Washington Post. That's why he's going to talk about the Wizards here on the Beltway Blitz. A couple straight wins. I could get used to this, Varun. Pretty simple, right?
Hey, it's 2-2 record. They're 500, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, playing good basketball. To me, it's not about wins and losses, and I think they've done a good job of sort of keeping fans' expectations in line in that regard, not, you know, trying to sell you something that isn't there, but watching the kids play well against a, you know, a not a particularly strong opponent, pretty encouraging stuff.
It absolutely has to be. And, it, you know, it starts with Bilal Coulibaly, who's taken a bigger step than most expected so far in his second season. He looks like a real two-way impact player. You saw what he did offensively with 27 points, resetting a career high he set just 4 to 5 days ago. And on the defensive end, whenever he was on Trae Young, Young looked much less effective than he did in a otherwise star-starting night.
How good could Coulibaly, who went 27-9 last night, end up being? What kind of upside are we talking about?
It's tough to say. You know, I've heard people throw out Paul George comps, and that's a lofty comparison, but he's got the athletic tools. He's like 6'10". He's can jump out of the gym. He's got an improving jump shot and ability to drive. And one thing that I think is underrated and is evident the second you start talking to him, this is someone who's got a really interesting mix of humility and a real drive to improve, but he's also really developed this confidence over the last year, and that's something that the Wizards brass and everyone around the team has really emphasized. So keep shooting higher.
Varun, I really like Alex Saar. Similar question to Grant's about Coulibaly. I'm not sure exactly what he is. I just know that I'll take my chances with a 7-footer that moves like that. You know, there are a couple of those moments here or there where you watch him come from, you know, seemingly out of the play to block a shot or get a rebound or handle the ball in the open court, and that assist he had last night to Coulibaly in transition. I just go, I don't know what he's going to be, but damn, it's fun to watch right now, and it's fun to dream. What is he?
I agree. It's, you know, they've done a really good job throughout the preseason, especially Coach Brian Keefe, emphasizing the defensive side of things and kind of tamping down expectations for his offensive game, because Saar right now is a already impact defender with his length and his ability to block shots around the rim. You saw him alter a lot of finishes in the game against Atlanta and beforehand. He could switch out to the perimeter, and offensively, it's a work in progress. He's taking a lot of threes. He's not making that many, and his touch around the rim is suspect, but that's stuff that can improve with time, and his defensive game gives him a great floor to work off of.
What about the other two first-rounders? Bob Carrington had 16-6 and 6 last night, and Keshawn George, who was such a preseason star, he poured in 11 in 32 minutes. What's the report on those guys through four games?
Yeah, with Carrington, his pull-up shooting is translating, and one thing I'm going to be interested to see is his pull-up shooting is concentrated in the mid-range a lot now. Obviously, that's an inefficient shot by people in the analytics game. Can he move that back to the three-point line and become a more efficient scorer? And his defense is going to be really good. He's got the length. He's got the size. He's got the mentality, as you saw a little bit when he got that hard foul from Garrison Matthews. This is someone who's not afraid to get in there and really, you know, put his nose in and be a dog defensively. And then you have Keshawn George, who I don't know exactly what he is yet, but like he told us at practice today, he does everything at a good level already. He's a good shooter already. He's a good passer already. He's a good ball handler already. He's a good defender already because of his length and his size. But what the question I have for him is, what of those skills can develop into excellent? And that might really depend. That might really affect his ceiling.
Varun, my last one is I think of Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma and maybe even Valanciunas to a degree as the better they play, the more enticing they are to teams that aren't Washington, right? Who are in different places who could use those guys. Just what's the timeline there? What's the thought process there for two guys that are going to carry the scoring load?
Yeah, so I feel like Kuzma and Poole, they get lumped together with obvious reason because of when they came into the team and the positions as far as being stars. I do want to separate them a little bit just because of their age. You know, Kuzma's 29. I think Valanciunas is 32. Poole's 25 years old, and he's having a great start to the season.
Yep.
It's so early. He's shooting an unreasonably high percentage from three. But moving back to the point guard spot really does seem to have unlocked him. And, you know, the conversations about him playing well might shift from this is someone we can trade to this is someone we can actually have as a part of the future.
Great information. Good hit with us. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely. Check out Varun's work in the Washington Post.